The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
In light of this celebration of the birth of Imam Kadhim, alayhi salatu wassalam, I want to examine tonight the actual laqab of the seventh of Imam of Al-Kadhim. What does Al-Kadhim mean, and how can we apply it in our life? Verse number 134, I believe, of Surah Ali Imran touches on this word of Al-Kadhim, and then you'll understand exactly what the laqab or the title is all about. Remember one thing, each of the Imams had a very unique title for themselves. Be it Al-Mustaba, Jawad, Hadi, Kadim, Baqir, Sadiq, alayhim wassalam ajma'in. All of them were very specific for that reason. Meaning, for them and them alone. But, the verse. The verse says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is describing the believers, okay? He says, they are those who give, yunfiqun. They give when things are tight and when things are easy. فَالسَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. When things, they're easy to give, they give. When things are a little bit tight, they still give. Allah says that these are those who give when the circumstance is tight and when the circumstance is comfortable. والكاذمين الغيظ, and that's where the word comes. كاذمين الغيظ. They are those who control their anger. Right? الكاذم is the one who suppresses his anger, controls his anger. والعافين عن الناس, they forgive the people. والله يحب المحسنين. Allah surely loves the good doer. Now, what I want to speak about tonight with all of you is the notion of anger. And I would like to believe that this is one of those emotions that's highly misunderstood in Islam. What I mean by the misunderstanding of anger is that I think sometimes we think that Islam denies natural emotion. Let's start there. Okay? Islam claims to be a very innate religion, a very fitri religion, as you call it. Okay? Meaning that it is very much in tune with the innate disposition of the human being. Okay? So there are things that are innate inside the human being that Islam doesn't wish to ignore, doesn't wish to turn off. It simply wishes to guide those innate realities towards its goodness. Okay? So for example, desire, lust, right? Shahwa, as we say in Arabic. Seen by some in other religions as nothing but evil. Okay? Desire to lust someone, to desire somebody, is seen as a very satanic and a very lewd desire, and a very disgusting emotion. And that's why we have in some religions that the higher you are in the piety ladder, the more that you have to be celibate, or you cannot get married, or you cannot have, you're not able to express that emotion, because that emotion is the emotion of shaitan. Islam rejects that notion. Islam says, look, desire is very much a innate, natural emotion of the human being, right? To turn it off or to ask the human being to repress, will become counterproductive, and we see that now in the form of abuse or in the form of it coming and rearing its ugly head in different avenues. What Islam does say is to guide it properly. Okay? When the time is right to express it properly. Okay? Emotion, anger is no different. Anger, again, looked at by some to say, look, if you slap my right cheek, I will give you my left cheek to slap. But I will not retaliate, I won't defend myself. Because I won't allow you to allow me to become angry, because anger is an emotion of the animals. It's when the human being loses control, you become instinctive, you lose control of your tongue and your limbs and your arms and, God forbid, you know, anything else. And, you know, that's just outside the realm of the beauty and the sanctity of the human creation. Islam rejects that notion. It says, wait a second now. To be angry is very natural. Where Islam has an in-depth conversation is not in the existence of the emotion. Please understand this statement very well, especially my youth out there. It's not in the existence of the emotion, it's in the expression of the emotion. No one tells my young guys that desire is evil. But expressing the desire in one, two, three ways is evil. No one says anger is evil. You know, being angry at something, at somebody, at an event, at a reality, at someone's words, at someone's actions, at my own actions, I'm angry at myself, is very natural. How can you deny that? But where Islam does say to swallow or to express is in the expression of the anger. What to say to who? You know, what tone to use? When to swallow the anger? When to stand out in protest? When to speak out? When to not be quiet? When to actually now walk away? Right? When to fight? When to flight? When to freeze, as they say? Right? Fight meaning you express the anger within, of course, the confines of the Sharia. Flight is when you just walk away. And freeze is when you are quiet. Fight, flight, freeze. These are the three options Islam talks about, right? I mean, it's a Western terminology, but ultimately it is an Islamic principle. But this notion, sometimes we think that piety means to never get angry or to, you know, continue to be a doormat or someone who others can step all over. You know, no self-respect, no self-defense, nothing. No, that's not who we are. We're calm people. You can slap my face. You can disrespect my family. You can rob my house. You can bulldoze my homes. I'll simply be quiet. No. No, that's not what Islam says. Okay, so when we talk about restraining of the anger, al-kadim is the one who restrains the anger. Allah describes al-kadimin al-ghayth, they restrain their anger, who? The believers. Allah does not talk about the fact that they don't get angry. No, the restraining of the anger suggests the anger is already there. They restrain it. Meaning what? They focus on the expression of the emotion, not the existence of the emotion. Very clear. Otherwise, when you do actually express the anger in a proper way against a proper individual or a system, that expression of anger becomes worship and ibadat. When you do express that desire and lust, okay, when you have that shahwa, let's say, and you express it according to the Islamic Sharia and Allah's laws, it becomes a blessing. It becomes actually an avenue to have your sins forgiven. But yes, absolutely, for both emotions, there are dimensions to both emotions that are satanic. No doubt about it. I'm not denying that. I'm not asking you that, okay, angry is, you know, to be angry is natural, to express your anger is not. No. Let's hold on. But the first thing I want to establish is that Islam has a very intricate emotional intelligence process. Okay? That very much is in tune with the human innate dispositional center. Okay? Islam, yes, believes in fighting tendencies. It doesn't believe in complete repression of the emotion. Okay, again, like I said, if, for example, we are in love with somebody that we shouldn't be in love with, I'm not saying that you should express that love. No, right? There's no denying that love is there, but you can't express the love because Allah says you can't express this love right now. So what do? Yeah, you walk away. You flight. And you take that love and you try to find somebody that Allah says now you are to express this love towards this person, for example. So yeah, there are Sharia laws about who to marry, for example, right? The whole nikah ceremony has to have certain conditions to it. The love is there, of course, but the expression of love is also there. But my focus tonight will be on anger. Now, within the emotion of anger, there are levels. And those levels are either excessive anger, deficient anger, or a moderate level of anger. Okay? And now anger is one emotion. You can apply the exact same logic to all the different emotions. Desire as well. There are those who have an excessive amount of desire, which is a problem. There are those who have a deficient amount of desire, which is also a problem. What we want to achieve is a moderate balance level of emotion.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyumun Rauf Saburun Majid. محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.